from KQED.
20 years ago this month, a group of bicycle activists in San Francisco organized a meandering ride through the city during afternoon rush hour. What began as a kind of grassroots event in support of bike rights ballooned into a worldwide movement, sometimes fraught with conflict between bikers and drivers. Well, two decades later, there's a friendlier, less confrontational version called Bike Party, complete with costumes and dance music. And now, a handful of Bike Party parents have created a version for kids. Liz Reed brings us this story.
It's a perfect sunny Sunday morning at Heather Farms Park in Walnut Creek, about 15 miles east of Berkeley. I'm here on my bicycle, ready to ride with the East Bay Bike Party's family-friendly spin-off ride called Geared for Kids. Stephen Thompson used to volunteer with the Friday night bike party, and he says while he really enjoyed the atmosphere of the ride, he wanted something he could do with his stepson Aiden, who was just 6 at the time.
We tried to ride the East Bay Bike Party a few times as a family, which worked out kind of okay, but it was a little bit too late, too long of a ride. It was past our kids' bedtime.
So in April of last year, Stephen and some other parents started the Geared for Kids family ride. The group ranges in size from just a few families to 60 or 70 riders, depending on the weather and the location. Today, there are about 25 people out to ride, and about half of them are kids. Most are on their own bikes, but a few are pulled in trailers or ride on their parents' bikes.
It's just like the highlight of our month, getting to do this. It's so much fun.
Tracy Randolph has been riding Geared for Kids with her two children and her husband for 5 months now.
Everyone has a really positive attitude and is just really up for having fun together. And some people you know, some people you don't. You meet people along the way.
Randolph's daughter Luna is 2 years old and rides along with mom. Matthew is 5 and a half. Old enough to ride his own bike.
My son, Matthew, he has been picking up so much on all kinds of safety things. Being able to ride in the streets and sort of understand how the rules of the road work with cars and with pedestrians.
Like Randolph, Thompson's main concern is also safety.
Normal car traffic is seeing that families are out there and wanting to share the road with them, and so I think it really helps bring awareness to biking and to safety.
Usually, Geared for Kids winds through regular neighborhood streets alongside cars. But today, we're taking advantage of the network of regional multi-use trails in the suburbs east of San Francisco. As the group gets ready to ride, Stephen attaches speakers to the back of a rider's bike. And shortly thereafter, we're off.
All right, let's ride.
We ride through Heather Farms Park, around the pond where a mother duck is leading her ducklings into the water. And soon enough, we're on the Contra Costa Canal Trail. As we ride, we see lots of other cyclists, as well as runners and walkers. A family hanging out in a park along the way hears our music before they see us. Then they all turn to smile and wave.
Joaquin and I went to the first one ever, and we've only missed one for the kids.
Joaquin's dad, Eric Wong, is a regular bike partier and has been bringing his 4-year-old son to Geared for Kids since the very beginning.
He went from a scoot bike or a balance bike, a bike with no pedals, to the smallest bicycle for kids with sprocket and chain, and he learned how to ride within a week.
Unfortunately, Joaquin had a little spill on this ride, which, as any cyclist knows, just comes with the territory. Afterwards, I was able to sneak in a short chat with him before he ran off to play Transformers.
We just crashed.
Into someone else?
Yeah, like to Papa.
What did you do afterwards?
I just get up.
And keep riding?
Yeah, but it's not bleeding right now.
Joaquin! Optimus Prime!
Yeah. Parents like Randolph say that Geared for Kids has inspired them to bike as a family more often.
Because a lot of times, you know, families, they worry that, oh, their kids are going to be too slow on the bike or they're not going to be able to make a certain distance. But the first time we went, we went around 5 miles. We went up some hills, we went everywhere. And at least for my child, we were done and he was like, I want to keep going, you know.
For the California Report, I'm Liz Reed.
And that is the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. Seal Muller is our technical producer. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. This week, we say goodbye and good luck to our stellar interns, Lauren Kennedy, Duri Lawrence, and Liz Reed. Polly Stryker and Mark Troutwine were contributing editors this week. The associate senior producer is Victoria Malione. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment, health happens in schools, at calendow.org. And Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information at chevron.com.